Well, here I am in Bromsgrove again on the 21st of December 2023, on a windy day, but warm for the time of year, 13 degrees, and we'll see how the Lord deals with us today. So, Father, I pray that you bless the preaching of your word. I pray, Father, that you would have mercy upon me, the preacher, and use me for your glory. I pray that you'd have mercy upon the sinners of Bromsgrove, that they would repent of their sins in turn and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that your gospel will be furthered here in the United Kingdom, here in England, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you'd raise up your cause in these days. Bless your open-air preachers wherever they may be, Lord. Have mercy upon Hatton Tash. I pray that her whereabouts will be revealed to us at such a time as this. And Father, I just pray and ask again for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit on the preaching of your word, and help and strength from above now to preach Christ faithfully and fully here in Bromsgrove today. Thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ, my Saviour from sin. Thank you that he loved me and died for me, and that he gave himself for me. Father, I commend myself to you now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, good afternoon, and it's my privilege to be here to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ. These are difficult days, and in these days people have forgotten the Lord Jesus Christ. Even at Christmas, people have forgotten the Lord Jesus Christ. They think it's all about some jolly old fella in a red suit who has a reindeer with a flashing nose. Such is not going to satisfy you in life. It's not going to help you. It's not going to take away your sin. It's not going to give you everlasting life. The message of the Bible is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. He was born to go to that cross outside Jerusalem, to die there, to be nailed there, to be crucified, to lay down his life in the place of sinners, to give himself as a sacrifice for sin, laying down his life in the place of sinners. He died for sinners, but before he could die, he had to be born. Now, he was about 33 years old when he was crucified, but he was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. The Lord Jesus was born of a virgin. And he is God with us. He is God incarnate. The Lord Jesus Christ is both God and man. He is God the Son. He is the eternal Son of God. For eternal ages before the Lord Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary by the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And he is the Son of God today, seated on the throne of heaven. And he became flesh and dwelt among us. The Lord Jesus Christ became incarnate, God in flesh, fully God and fully man. Now, listen to this account from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, where we read about the angel appearing to Joseph in a dream. The angel said to Joseph, "Thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." You see, you need to be saved from your sins. You are a sinner before Almighty God. That is why Jesus Christ came into the world. That is why the Lord Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem of the Virgin Mary, so that he might become the Saviour of the world, so that he might become the sin bearer, the sacrifice, the atonement for our sins. So the angel said to Joseph, "Thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. The Lord Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. In Luke's Gospel we read about the Holy Ghost overshadowing Mary. There was no physical union. There was a direct creative act of Almighty God. Now the Lord Jesus was conceived of the Holy Ghost because firstly, he is the Son of God. He is God in the flesh. He is God made man. He is both God and man. He is the God-man. And he is the Son of God. And secondly, the Lord Jesus was conceived of the Holy Ghost without a sin nature. You and I are sinners by nature. We are guilty before Almighty God. We are guilty before Almighty God. We have broken his commandments. We are not right with God. We are accountable to God. But the Lord Jesus never sinned against God. The Lord Jesus never broke the commandments of God. The Lord Jesus Christ always fulfilled the law of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ always loved his heavenly Father with all of his heart, with all of his mind, with all of his strength. The Lord Jesus never sinned, never told a lie. The Lord Jesus never swore. The Lord Jesus never had an impure or an immoral or a lustful thought. The Lord Jesus always gave honor to his Father. Because Jesus Christ is God, and the same worship that is due to the Father is due to the Son. Jesus Christ being equal with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Now the Lord Jesus Christ is God, and he is the second person of the Holy Trinity. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you know Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, you will go to hell for eternity, a place of terrible, unending, inescapable, fiery torment on account of sin for eternity. God is no respecter of persons. No one is saved by their own works. No one is saved by their own goodness. It doesn't exist. We are sinners by nature. We are corrupt. We are rotten to the core. We are guilty before God. We are under the wrath and condemnation of Almighty God, and justly so, because we have broken his law. And we have transgressed his commandments. We are guilty as charged before Almighty God. But you see, the Lord Jesus came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. He was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. The Lord Jesus Christ was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. The Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, there was no other virgin birth. No one throughout history was born of a virgin except Jesus Christ. That is an extraordinary miracle, that the Lord Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. He was born a man. He was born with XY chromosomes. He wasn't assigned his gender at birth. The Lord Jesus was born a man. Your sex is determined at birth by your chromosomes, and not assigned at birth, as the foolish people, as the foolish ones tell us today, that somehow sex is assigned at birth, so that when a woman gives birth, she gets handed a baby and says, congratulations, it's a baby. What did they think it was going to be, a goldfish or an orange? Sex is not assigned at birth. Sex, my friends, is determined by our genes, XX or XY. And there are only two sexes, male and female, XX and XY. Now Jesus is a man. When he was born male, he was born of a virgin. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. He was born in Bethlehem according to the scriptures, of fulfilling the Old Testament prophecies concerning his birth, because Jesus Christ is also the Jewish Messiah. Jesus is the Jewish Messiah. There were hundreds of prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming into the world of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the Jewish Messiah. But he is the Savior of the world. He is the Savior of all those who put their trust in him. Put your trust in Jesus Christ and your sins are forgiven. And you have everlasting life. Now, I know that people will go around at this time of year saying, 'tis the season to be jolly. And they won't be jolly in their hearts. They'll just be putting it on. They'll be going to their parties and their family events and everything else and putting on a face. But they won't think there's anything to be jolly about. They won't think there's anything to rejoice in. They won't think there's anything better or anything good. But you see, that's because we have expunged the Lord Jesus Christ from Christmas. It's because our rulers, our teachers, our councils, and so on, and ourselves have cancelled the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that what you've done? You've cancelled him. You've hated the Lord Jesus Christ without a cause. You have hated the Lord Jesus Christ. You have put him away from you. You will not hear of him. And you think you're going to be jolly without the Lord Jesus Christ? I can tell you there is nothing in this world like knowing that my sins are forgiven and that I have peace with God. My sins are forgiven because I found the Lord Jesus Christ. And because I know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ has cleansed me from my sins. He has washed me from my sins. He has made me clean before Almighty God through his blood that was shed upon that cross of Calvary when he was crucified. And when he lived and died upon that cross, was laid in the grave and was resurrected from the dead by the power of Almighty God. Well, the Bible says, to as many as believed in him, gave he power to become the sons of God. And I tell you, just as I say, I know Jesus Christ as my Savior from sin. As I know Jesus Christ, there are millions in this world today who also will tell you that they know Jesus Christ as their Savior from all sin. Now you see, our sins have separated us from God. And unbelief is the sin of sins. Lying or stealing or swearing. Fornication or adultery, sexual immorality and all of these things have separated us from God. And the wicked, the Bible tells us, shall be turned into hell. And there is a place called hell. And there is a wrath to come. And there is a judgment to come. I didn't choose this. God chose me. God had mercy on me. God met with me. The Lord Jesus sought me. And the Lord Jesus found me. And the Lord Jesus had mercy on me. And he cleansed me. And he saved me from my sin. And he delivered me from the wrath to come. And he gave me everlasting life. That's the one who was born in Bethlehem. That's why we shouldn't cancel the Lord Jesus Christ or go after Father Christmas or snowmen. We should find out what happened in Bethlehem. And we should believe it because it's true. It's true. You see, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And he was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. And the very fact that Jesus was born of a virgin is extraordinary. No scientist, no doctor could ever do that. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. And he is the Savior of the world. He was altogether without sin. Jesus never told a lie. The Lord Jesus never swore. The Lord Jesus never got drunk. The Lord Jesus never cursed. The Lord Jesus never told dirty jokes. Some of you will be laughing at your dirty jokes this year, this Christmas. Well, that is absolute corruption before Almighty God. And we need to repent of our foul mouths and our corrupt hearts. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And your very words condemn you before Almighty God. And they show that you are not worthy of heaven. And you are not worthy of mercy. And you are not worthy of salvation. But oh, the mercy of God. And oh, the goodness of God. And oh, the forgiveness of God that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now we read here that the angel said to Joseph, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Jesus Christ is God with us. He is God incarnate. He is God in the flesh. Now the Lord Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin in Bethlehem, died on the cross, was laid in the grave, was raised from the... No, I don't take drugs. I don't take drugs, my friend. You take drugs, they'll mess you up. They'll mess you up. You need the Lord Jesus. He will give you joy and salvation and life from the dead. Jesus Christ is life from the dead. He was resurrected from the dead. The Lord Jesus Christ today is on the very throne of heaven, reigning in that very glory that belongs to God alone. And one day you must stand before Jesus Christ. One sin, one swear word, one curse, one sexually immoral or impure thought would see you cast into hell for eternity. You see, God holds us accountable for our sins. And there is a wrath to come. And there is a judgment to come. And there is a day to come when we must all stand before the judgment throne of Jesus Christ. And we must give an account. We must give an account to Almighty God for our sins. But hallelujah, those who know Jesus Christ, those who have found him. You see, I submit to you this, that the one who was born in Bethlehem is the Saviour of the world. That the one who was born in Bethlehem is the sin bearer, the sacrifice, the atonement for sin. But he is not a baby anymore. If you go to a church that says, let us worship the Christ child, that church is teaching false doctrine. She has forsaken the truth. She has forgotten the gospel. She has forgotten that Jesus isn't still a baby. The Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne of heaven today. That's where Jesus Christ is today. And he sees every one of us. He sees you and me. And he knows that you hear this gospel, and he holds you accountable for this gospel, for what you hear. Do not cancel the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world, and he is the one who will take away your sin and give you salvation and give you everlasting life. He has given me everlasting life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Oh, my dear friends, we ought not to cancel Jesus at Christmas, because without Jesus, we have nothing. Without Jesus, we cannot have peace. The Bible says there is no peace for the wicked, and God counts us as the wicked because of our sins, because of our vile corruptions, drunkenness, drug taking, swearing, lying, blaspheming God's holy name, and so on. Abortion, sexual immorality, homosexuality, lesbianism. Did you know that the Church of England is now blessing same-sex couples? That means blessing sodomy in the churches. God hates that. It is an abomination to Almighty God. God poured out fire and brimstone on Sodom because of the sin of sodomy. That's where it gets its name from. And that sin is now being blessed in the Church of England and in the Church of Rome. We need to come out of such false churches. We need to forsake them. We need to flee from them, lest God pour his fire and brimstone on those very churches where those so-called blessings, which are curses, are taking place. We need to flee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the angel said to Joseph, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." That's why I said earlier, whoever believes on him gave him power to become the sons of God or the people of God. You see, there is power in this gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ has power to save. He will save his people from their sins. Are you one of his people? Is your name written in what the Bible calls the book of life? Do you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you believed on him? Have you found him? Because if you do not know Jesus, your sin remains upon you. And if your sin remains upon you, you will perish in your sins. And if you perish in your sins, you will die and you will go to hell. Whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life, the Bible says, was cast into the lake of fire. Because there is a lake of fire, there is a hell to come, and there is a wrath to come, and there is a judgment to come. And one lie, one swear word, one foolish word, one evil word, one corrupt word, one coarse lie or jest would see you cast into hell for eternity. Because there is a wrath to come, because there is a judgment to come, because God has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. You see, you want the politicians to pass just laws. You want righteousness in the nation. What if righteousness were to visit you, my friends, in the form of God's wrath and God's judgment? God will not allow anything that is corrupt or perverse or wicked or unclean or foolish or imperfect into his heavenly place. God will judge you for your sins. God will cast you into the fires of hell for your sins, unless you repent, unless you turn, unless you believe. Because the Lord Jesus is the Savior of the world. And the good news is, the reason for exceedingly great joy at this time of year is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That when we were lost and vile and corrupt and without hope and without God, when we were powerless to save ourselves, and when we were wretched and we were found to be corrupt, blasphemers, swearers, adulterers, fornicators, sexually immoral and sexually impure, and idolaters and covetous, then God sent Jesus Christ into the world. Then when we were powerless, then when we were helpless, then when we had no means and no way of saving ourselves, God sent Jesus Christ into the world. He came into the world. He was born of a virgin. He was born in Bethlehem. We read of how the shepherds saw a heavenly host filling the skies, saying peace on earth, goodwill towards men. These were glad tidings of exceeding joy. Will you have the glad tidings of exceeding joy? You see, without Jesus Christ, you can't have that. The snowman won't give you that. Father Christmas won't give you that. Turkey won't give you that. Endless reruns of the Morecambe and Wise Christmas show won't give you that. Only the Lord Jesus Christ will give you glad tidings of great joy. Glad tidings because God has arisen. Glad tidings because God has sent his Son. Glad tidings because God sent him into the world to become the Savior of the world. And to love sinners, and to lay down his life in the place of sinners, to give himself a sacrifice for sin. Oh, my dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ is that Savior of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ is that one who has died in the place of sinners. The Lord Jesus Christ is that one who went to the cross of Calvary and was nailed there and was raised up between the heavens and the earth. The Lord Jesus is that one who laid down his life in the place of sinners, just like you and me, so that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, that's Jesus Christ, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ might be saved. Now without Jesus Christ, you can't be saved. Without Jesus Christ, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. There is no other sacrifice for sin. There is no one else. Islam won't save you. Muhammad can't help you. He is a false prophet, according to the Bible, which is the Word of God. It is Jesus Christ who is the Son of God. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom all of the glory that belongs to Almighty God belongs to Jesus. Because he is God, he is the Son of God and the Saviour of the world. And whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's why these are glad tidings of great joy, that Jesus Christ came into the world, that he was born of a virgin, that he was born in Bethlehem. The angel said to Joseph, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." The Lord Jesus Christ saves his people from their sins. There was a day when I did not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I did not know the Lord Jesus Christ, all of my sins remained upon me, and I was lost, and I was damned, and I was ruined in my sins. But there was a day when my sins were washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ. There was a day when I looked upon the Lord Jesus, when I called upon the Lord Jesus, "Have mercy on me, a sinner." And when I repented of my sins, and I believed on him, and God was just and faithful according to his word, and he saved me from my sins, and he delivered me from the wrath to come, and he gave me the salvation that comes from Almighty God. Without Jesus Christ, you are dead in your trespasses and sins. In Jesus Christ, you have the perfect, complete, full forgiveness of all your sins, past, present, and future, forever and ever and ever. Without Jesus Christ, you will go to hell. That place of everlasting burnings. That place of fiery torment forever. Without Jesus Christ, you cannot escape the fires of hell. But in Jesus Christ, you can have the salvation that comes from God. The certainty of salvation and everlasting life and joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now at this time of year, people used to celebrate the coming into the world of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Holy Lamb of God was born in Bethlehem, that the Saviour of the world was born of a virgin in a stable. But Jesus has been cancelled. Who is this man that's been cancelled? Who is this banned book? Who is this person that your teachers and your governors and your counsellors and so many others don't want you to know about? They want you to carry on in your pleasures, in your luxuries, in your godlessness, in your atheism, in your unbelief, or in your superstition, in your new age, in your charms, in your magic, in your spells, and your horoscopes. But who is this Jesus who's being cancelled in our days? Well, Jesus Christ is the Lord of heaven and earth. He is the creator of all things. He is the Word of God. He is the second person of the Holy Trinity. He is the one who reigns on the heavens in all of the glory that belongs to Almighty God. And to those who believe on him, Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. There is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. Make no mistake, God's wrath is kindled against England and against the English in this day. And his judgments are abroad in the land because we have forgotten God, because we have forsaken his laws, because we have rejected his Son, because we will not have Jesus Christ to reign over us. God has given us over to our madness, and we've gone mad in this land. Teachers teaching children that if they're a little girl, they could be a little boy. Teachers telling little boys that they can become little girls. Did you ever hear such foolishness? Did you ever hear such madness? And the teaching unions saying, despite the government's new guidelines, saying, ignore the government's guidelines. Continue that lie. Continue to tell the boys they can be girls. Continue to tell the girls they can be boys. I tell you, many, many people will be destroyed by that stupidity. You are born a man or a woman. You are born male or female, and you can't change that. And doctors can't change that. Nobody can change your sex. That is not possible. Well, I hope I care about the children in our schools more than you do, sir. Because you cannot change sex. You see, it's impossible to change sex. There is no man that has ever become a woman. There is no woman that has ever become a man. You see what I'm saying? God has handed us over to foolishness because we have rejected the Savior of the world, because we have turned our backs upon God, because we do not love Jesus Christ, because we have cancelled Him. Many of you are looking forward to your holidays, but you're not looking forward to a time to give yourself in worship to God. You're looking forward to the booze and to the parties and to watching The Great Escape for the 592nd time or whatever it is. But the point is this: those things do not satisfy the desires of the heart. Those things will only bring wrath upon you. They will only store up against the wrath, against the day of God's wrath. Because there is a wrath to come, and there is a judgment to come. But Jesus is the Savior of the world. And those who put their faith and put their trust in Jesus Christ have the salvation that comes from Almighty God. Now the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus Christ was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. The Lord Jesus Christ was born to be the Saviour of the world. And those who repent of their sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ are saved forever from their sins. Those without Jesus Christ are damned to hell forever. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Father, I pray for those who heard, those who mocked, Lord, those who walked past, Lord. I pray, Father, that the word of God would bring conviction in their hearts. Such hardness of heart, Father, such unimaginable indifference and hatred towards the truth. But I pray, Father, that your Spirit would be poured out upon this town of Bromsgrove, Lord. And I pray that the people would seek Jesus for who He is. I pray that they'd seek Him in the Word of God. I pray they'd seek Him through sound teaching, sound teachers of your Word, Lord. I pray they'd come out of the Church of England and come out of the Church, the Roman Catholic Church, Lord, and other, and the Methodist Church and other compromised churches, Lord. But I pray that they would come to Jesus Christ and find Him to be their Saviour from sin. I pray for Muslims here, Father, that they would find your salvation. I pray, Father, that the people would be alarmed and under conviction, Lord. I pray that they would be very, very concerned for their souls. I pray that, like the quail in the mouths of the Israelites, their turkey would turn into rottenness in their mouths, Lord, and stench in their noses, Lord, that they would realize that without God they cannot have peace, that their sins weigh heavily upon them, Lord, that they are lost and ruined, not only guilty before their fellow men, but guilty before Almighty God. And Father, I pray that your conviction and your salvation would be visited upon this town of Bromsgrove in exceedingly great measure, Lord. Have mercy upon Bromsgrove and save those who are perishing here. I ask and pray, Lord, have mercy in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, I'm very glad to have preached, and some listened, and some mocked, and some shouted, and some ignored, but it's just a tiny, tiny, tiny drop in the ocean of what needs to be done. Thank God for evangelists, for preachers who preach God's word. But how many more we need? And we want people to know that we are serious about serving Jesus Christ. We are serious about standing up for Him. Now, today, of course, I was thinking about Hat and Tash again, who's gone missing. And there's a video today on the internet by Jay Smith about her being missing and asking us to help find her. And but such boldness she showed, and such extraordinary courage, and our sister in Christ is courageous, then how much more should we also be courageous in making the Lord Jesus Christ known? So may God bless this preaching of His word. If I get the chance, I'll preach in another town today, but by God's grace I pray that conviction of sin would fall on those who've heard. Amen.